Hi, this is a dictation for Cynthia Hutchins, CYNTHIA HOUCHINS, date of birth 2/11/1960, date of accident is 9/17/2016. This is a new patient visit for Cynthia Hutchins today. And her date of birth is 2/11/1960. So date of service will be 10/12/2025 as a new patient. Chief complaint? Patient reports of severe pain in the lower back, which is 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, and is shooting down to the right leg, anteriorly and posteriorly, and right groin. Constant severe pain. It is going on since 9/17/2016, more specifically after the surgery of 2024 December, when he had a back surgery, and since then the pain has worsened. History of the automobile accident. The patient, Cynthia Hutchins, could not provide a detailed information about her accident, police report, and the events surrounding the accident, for which a separate dictation will be conducted at a later date. History of presenting illness, according to the patient, she is suffering from severe pain in the lower back, which is radiating mainly to the right leg in the right groin and right part of the lower leg, as numbness and tingling and occasionally pain. Lower back pain is reported to be 10. She do not have any pain in the middle back, upper back, neck. No headaches are also reported. She is a victim of an automobile accident and underwent multiple surgeries for the cervical spine and lumbar spine. And she has two scars at L5 S1 and one scar in the neck area posteriorly. She does have some pain in the left shoulder to the tune of 7, with difficulty time lifting the arm beyond 90 degrees. She does have a stiff neck very much, and lumbar spine is also very stiff. Her right SI joint is also quite tender. Overall, these pains are described to be continuous and are described as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, cramping, benign, punishing, cruel, heavy, tender, splitting, tiring, exhausting, and they range from 7 to 9 on a scale of 1 to 10, and ADS are affected 9. And modified factor for the pain, pain is worsened by standing, walking, and improved by medications. The patient has not found it ultimate relief. She does not use any marijuana at this time. Currently, she reports numbness, tingling, pains, and needle of the right leg, and muscle weakness also, along with losing balance. No bladder bowel incontinence is reported. Patient has had extensive treatment with various pain physicians, including Synergy, chiropractic treatment with Dr. Rodnick, and massage. Surgery has been done with Dr. Fiani, and medications have been provided. Anterior lumbar interbody fusion was done by Dr. Fiani and Dr. Hares, H-A-R-E-S. and she also has a consultation with Dr. Maslak, M-A-S-L-A-K, as a fellow, as well as with Dr. Redden, spine specialist of Michigan. Now she is trying to see Dr. Rakesh Ramakrishna, who is our spine surgeon, also for a second consultation. She was being managed for pain management by Dr. Brian Casa, and she's getting narcos 3 times a day. She has also been recommended to have a radio frequency ablation by Dr. Hodroj, H-O-D-R-O-G-A. Please review the record for ADLs. For system review, and for past surgical history, there is a right knee replacement in 2019 by Dr. Darwish, D-A-R-W-I-C-H, left knee replacement in 2023 by Dr. Darwish, lumbar spine fusion, anterior antibody by Dr. Mendelson and Kornblum by Dr. Brian Fiani, cervical spine surgery in 2014 was done. But she do not remember the name of the surgeon, the place it was done, and details. Allergies. Please review the records for the allergies for family history and for relationship status, personal histories, legal history, and ADLs, as well as diagnosis page. Physical examination, 65-year-old white female of a good build, nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative and conscious, sitting comfortably. Patient is a well-nourished, well-built, and hydration is good. No acute distress or shortness of breath is noticed. No severe pain phases are observed. Moderate anxiety is observed. No acute, the dress and hygiene is normal. The patient is walking with no limping, but she uses a cane and a walker and is able to manage very well. In the skin, please mention 2 scars at the L5-S1 area in the posterior part of the back and 1 5-inch long scar in the posterior part of the neck for a cervical fusion that was done in 2014 before this accident. Neurological examination is normal. Musculature examination is normal. Musculoskeletal examination, inspection, palpation is normal, with the scars being noticed in the posterior part of the neck and the lower back, lumbar spine, no scoliosis, abnormal kyphosis, hump back is noticed. Pelvic iliac crest height is equal. No pelvic tilt is noticed. Spine tenderness is noticed at the right SI joint. And paravertebral muscle spasm is also noticed on the right L1 to L5 with 2 plus hypertonicity. The range of motion of the cervical spine is as follows. Forward flexion is 30. Extension is 30. Bilateral side flexion is 20. Bilateral rotation is 60. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 20. Bilateral extension is 10. Bilateral side flexion is 10. Bilateral rotation is 20. Maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain. The Hoffman sign was found negative. Sterling sign was positive, and Lerma test was positive. Distraction test not done due to the previous surgery. Sotohar test was negative. In the thoracic spine, slump test and Roos test was negative. In the lumbar spine, Threat Lagrangian test is positive at 30 degrees. CLR is positive. CAM test was positive. Regular test was negative. Right SI joint was tender with positive fiber test and Gosselin test on the right. However, the dissection test was negative. And ILI compression test was negative. Standing flexion test was negative. The extremities examination is unremarkable for any positive findings. Please use the template. Diagnosis from the diagnosis page. Plan of care from the template. Treatment plan. The patient is being provided with the following medications as follows. Gabapentin, 600 mg 3 times a day for addition to what she is taking. Meloxicam, 15 mg a day for anti-inflammatory. Lunesta, 1 mg at night for sleep. Acifex, 20 mg twice a day for stomach pain. The patient is already getting a pain medication from her previous physician at Synergy, which she can continue. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI and other imaging records is as follows. The patient has the following finding in the MRI that was attempted on December 20th, 2024. In the lumbar spine, there is an asymmetric bulge. At L2-3, L3-4, and L5-S1. There is a facetal ligamentous hypertrophy at L2-3, L3-4, L4-5, L5-S1. And variation of neuroforamen stenosis. No disc herniation has been reported. For a six spine, is completely normal. And cervical spine is also completely normal. International pain procedure, we recommend that the patient may benefit from SI joint injections, medial branch block, right SI joint injection times two. Surgical options, patient already had all the surgeries that are required for the cervical and lumbar spine, no more surgery is needed. But she's seeing an orthopedic spine surgeon and a spine surgeon and a neurosurgeon of her own before even coming here. Her appointments are all situated for all the specialty services. Neuropsych evaluation is not warranted. Attended care caseworker is as per previous physicians like Dr. Rodnick. Past medical records are being investigated and reviewed. Investigations. I have not ordered any new investigation. DMEs. Patient already has a rollator walker and a cane and a back brace, which is fine. Education is yes. Disability. I have not written a new disability. Patient will be re-reviewed after reviewing all the medical records and others. Follow-up visit will be in 15 days. Direct contact us. Thank you.